Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson.
Hi.
Yeah, you have been doing a wonderful job of listening to you anyway, but I'm
trying, sir. Trying. I thank you.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time. I never called Brass Tacks before, but I'm calling now about a problem that I have in the tax return place.
The BRA?
The tax return place. Mm. Reverse tax credit.
Oh, okay.
This has been a couple of years now that I have been going about 2008 and 2018, ever since was to pay out.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a problem now. Every time you call, you're getting wrong stories. All the time. Other people get them when, so about reason, but all the time you're getting wrong stories. The woman, Miss Marley, said that she gave them the money to pay out. You can't get a thing. Every time it's a wrong story. So I don't know what's the problem.
So, the agency that's supposed to pay you is whom? That's where the problem is?
Revenue
is supposed to pay you. They're the ones.
Right, it coming from the Treasury.
From the reverse tax?
Yeah, reverse tax credit.
So you send in your documents, you're supposed to be paid, but some people haven't.
Yeah, and up to now, I called this morning, and mm-hmm. up to now, they're telling me, because I send that in, since 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a lady gonna tell me? That money ain't approved yet. I said all that time.
But approved by whom?
Approved to come out.
I know, but approved by whom? You see, look, sir, I hear some of these excuses sometimes. Sometimes I hear it about other things, and I always ask what I suppose are stupid questions because I ask, how is it supposed to be done? Far too often, people try to come up with what they hope is the easiest way to get you off their back. So it's not approved yet, or just wait it in the mail. Excuses that, reasons, some of them, but some of them I find sound like excuses.
But if I tell you something, you can believe what you're gonna believe what I tell you. You know what they tell me earlier this year that I approved already.
Already, but that's my point. So you
and
see,
then they come back, I know the time.
I tell you, it has to be approved. Yeah, there you go, and that's what I mean. Depending on who you speak to, you get a different answer.
I don't see that. They should tell people the truth one time, and let them know that we can't do nothing right now, and you got to hold on.
Correct.
I can understand that.
And if you don't know, say you don't know.
Right, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I work in the government too. I work. Sometimes it takes 6 months for me to don't get paid. All that day, I just got to go through.
Yep.
People just don't know what they're going through because they don't say anything.
Yep.
I was working in the government. It belongs to the same way, too.
Sir,
so I just can't get it, understand.
I don't either.
But I know everybody under pressure. I know. I know the pandemic.
And everybody would like to have it done like as of last week. But
people, I know enough people that get them one. And people that went in after me, they get them one, too. I'm mind the day everything. So I won't know what's the problem.
I don't know either. I hope you get a response quickly because I can tell you, right? There are persons who depend on the little things like that to make sure that their life could continue.
Yeah.
And this pandemic is making it even more difficult.
It's difficult. I know. I understand about this test and I understand what's going on though. Because I don't know. That way I just try to keep off the road. I don't even catch bus. I'm scared.
There's
don't
a fellow,
doubt me. I'm very
no,
scared.
No, sir, I don't doubt you at all. There's a gentleman who calls this program and talks about overcrowding on buses, and I want to know if he's still traveling on the bus or if he's keeping off the bus to make it less overcrowding. But, people got to get wrong. They got to do what they got to do. But they got to arrange their lives to suit. I can tell you, I passed by a supermarket on Saturday morning. I saw a line of people outside the supermarket going around the corner waiting to go in. I said to myself, you see me? Today is not my day. Right? So if all I wanted was butter and biscuits, today is the day I do without butter and biscuits. If I wanted soap or toothpaste, well, I gotta find a patch of grass to, do like them old people and hope I get the right one to chew on and clean up the breath a little bit. But I ain't going and stop in this line to get in this supermarket. Not this Saturday morning, not me. Right? I can pass back Saturday evening, I can't pass back on Sunday, I got to work on Sunday. Monday I off, I can try early and see if I can. So we got to make them kind of decisions. And we got to stay safe. I see people standing up, lining up to go outside the shop or the store, the convenience store at a gas station, you know, because they're only allowing certain people in at a time. All that. You know, you walk inside and people remind you to sanitize your hands. All that. Lines on the floor for people to stand at and they're not standing there. So, you know, this is putting additional pressure. And mental pressure as well on people who are not designed to cope with it and who have no idea how to cope with it. When you have someone who lives by themselves saying that putting them into quarantine is distressing them, it means there's not being alone that's distressing. It's the conditions under which they are being quarantined. Because if you live alone, you live alone. You're by yourself. So if you're quarantined or isolated and you're by yourself, what's the difference? So you're asking them, well, you know, somebody told me that the health person who called them, remember I said that the polyclinic was calling to find out, and I called the wrong name, to find out your status. They said, the person said to them, but why are you all worried about isolation? Isolation ain't all that bad. And they said, they asked the person, have you ever been in isolation? And the person didn't answer, and they say, good. The other people who say, put me in isolation, I got my Kindle, and I could go outside every once in a while and stretch my legs, I good. I ain't gonna see nobody. But so, suppose if you move the Kindle or the Wi-Fi ain't good, you can sit down inside and watch the four walls and listen to Silence. Not the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Silence, the other one. And go out of your mind. People go into isolation and forget to walk with their medication. Yeah. And they gotta take it at a certain time, and they gotta take it with meals as opposed to nothing or just a hot cup of tea. Because of the long hours I work, I've learned to take my medication with nothing. I just swallow tablets, just so, even without water. And I'm told, that ain't good for you, boy. But let's do it. I might have licked out my system doing it, but that's what I do. I've paid the price for doing it, too. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. One end before we get to the end, John, if yes. We can do it. Yep. Hello. Hello. You are with me.
I was listening to you deal with the dormant account.
The bank. Yeah, that got a lot of response online too. Yes, sir.
And I had to say, you are dynamite.
Who did I blow up?
For you and your children. Your children's children. Mm-hmm. God's richest blessing.
So I thank you very much for that. On behalf of the children, they were needed. Their father, they're trying hard not to put his sins on them, sir. So the truth is that a lot of people are mystified by banks. They trust them, and not all the time are the persons whom they trust trustworthy.
Yeah.
And sadly, in today's environment, where so many transactions are done over lengthy periods, especially with persons who are aged and who are perhaps not as au fait with the new systems, you see things like pension checks coming from overseas, the length of time they're being held to clear. Those things mystify me, because we'd taken steps decades ago to ensure that there were faster transactions for systems like that. If the United States Treasury pays you on a monthly basis because you were a member of the U.S. Armed Services, or you worked in the United States and your pension comes from the United States or Canada or Britain on a regular basis, and you're a customer of the bank, it's drawn on the same bank, whether it's Chase Manhattan, New York, or whether it's whatever bank Uncle Sam using, or, you know, Royal Bank of Scotland or wherever. If it's the same bank, it's the same check from the same source for the same person. Why are you holding it for 6 and 8 weeks? It doesn't make sense to me. There is nothing that says with improved technology, with improved ways of doing business, it takes longer now to clear a check. I know back in the 1970s, if you sent a check to the union, or a check request to the Union Bank of Switzerland, and it was supposed to be Swiss Bank Corporation, even though it was across the road, they would not take it across the road. They would send it back to you and tell you, we're not Swiss Bank Corporation, we're Union Bank of Switzerland. We don't know where Swiss Bank Corporation is. And you look at the address and you see one is 10 Strasse de Aubag, and the other one is 11 Strasse de Aubag. They're right across the road. But they didn't want them to do them because they're the competitor. But even that processing used to take 6 weeks, sir. And we used to have all kind of old telex machine and all sorts of things. We didn't have, you know, the technology we have today. So I can't see why it would take 6 weeks. I can't. So far less for Scotiabank, Bridgetown, which is right across the road from First Citizens, where you could walk across the road, traffic permitting, in 2.5 seconds. And you tell me it's taking 5 days to declare. So I can't see why. So I hope that these discussions about banks and banking and the challenges faced with service providers does not continue into 2021 as it did in 2020, and that the agencies set up to assist consumers with these challenges that are irritations, that we find a way to deal with it so that we let our consumers, especially those who are aged, those who have disabilities, those who are confined, those who depend on others to assist them, do not feel that in addition to whatever it is they're facing, that they're also being unfeared by the institutions and by the persons who are supposed to be assisting them. That we can correct without a loan from the IMF or the IADB or the CDA or the any of the other people that we go to for assistance. That can be fixed by training our people in this lockdown period. Those who want to be trained, let's invest in them. And let us provide our customers with a higher level of service so they feel cared for and do not mind paying the extra $2 for the care we give them. And I want to thank the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, by the way, for putting the notice in the newspaper to show that their dispensary and not the polyclinics can get the delivery of the prescriptions. I saw it in the newspaper sometime over the weekend. Thank you for the notice. I hope people read it in the newspaper because they sent the questions to Dr. Brass Tacks. Thank you, John, for taking care of things technical on behalf of those of you who followed. Have a good afternoon.